Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Much like a virtual fence for your pet dog around your house, new technology's been developed for virtual fencing for your pastures and other areas on your operation. Extension Specialist Mary Dronowski talks about what virtual fencing is and what options are available for cattle producers.
Well, I think I'll just start with kind of explaining how virtual fence works, because I think it's useful to understand the concept to then understand what you can possibly do with it. But for those people who have ever had a dog with one of those collars that essentially you can set the boundary and say that the dog can only go so far into the yard, and then it will create a sound to alert the dog that they're getting to that boundary, and then it will provide an electrical stimuli or a shock if they continue through that boundary. That's the same kind of concept with virtual fencing. But if you had experience with the early dog collars, versus the newer dog collars, you know that they have changed over time, and the ability to do some things has really improved. Like with now the cow collars, you can essentially develop any kind of fence that you want in terms of any shape, and you're doing it all based off of GPS, which gives you a lot of flexibility with your grazing management and your ability to use a single water source but have multiple paddocks, because you can create alleys that you move and those types of things. But essentially, the cow gets told where the boundary is based off of that sound. And it is amazing to me how well they figure this out. After training, you can actually watch the herd, and when one cow gets the sound, the rest of the cows will stop because they hear it and they think, okay, this is the boundary. And you will watch them turn from that direction of travel, because they know if they continue moving forward, they're going to get that either that stimuli, or halter actually uses vibration. So collar systems out there use some sort of electrical stimuli as kind of the ultimate end thing to keep the cattle in. There are some actual key differences among products that are available. Currently, there are four manufacturers that have products available in the U.S. Vince is probably the one that, if you've heard about virtual fencing in the past, that has been on the market in the U.S. for quite a while. It's owned by Merck. And then there's No Fence, eShepherd, and Halter. And these all have been developed in other countries and kind of moved into the U.S. So they're not new, so to speak. They're just new to the U.S. So some of the key differences among products would be whether or not they have a ability to be solar charged, or if they just have a battery that needs to be replaced. So Vince is a battery that needs to be replaced. The other three all have solar charging capabilities, with the idea that then you don't have to get the cattle up to replace batteries. Other key differences that I would point out is whether they use cellular or a tower. So how do they get their signal? So No Fence, eShepherd can both use cellular as a way to get signal, meaning that if you have cellular signal, you do not have the extra cost of the infrastructure of a base station that is required for those two, whereas Halter requires a base station, and so does Vince. eShepherd has the ability to use a base station if you don't have cellular. So that's kind of a nice thing, because the base station is kind of a higher fixed cost. If you have a lot of cows, it's probably not that big of a deal when you start thinking about that cost put over top of the time frame and the number of cows you have. But if you're a smaller herd, those cellular options can be really nice in terms of not having as much upfront costs.
Today's program was a portion of an interview from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.